This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And we'll start with some good news about the housing market. Groundbreaking on new homes jumped last month at the fastest pace in 3 years. Housing starts, as they're called, were up 6.9% from May and about 24% from a year ago. Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics joins us live, as he does every Wednesday, to discuss. Hi, Josh.
How's it going?
Going well. So is this more evidence of a rebound in housing?
Absolutely. You know, it's been really frustrating to watch the fits and starts over the last few years. But, you know, this particular slew of data that we've gotten over the last 3 months, 4 months, really looks like solid progress, serious traction.
And what's the effect? I mean, this is just one part of the economy, but what do you think?
Well, the good news is it's a really important part of the economy, and where it really helps us, in my view and in the view of most people that follow this type of data, is that the wealth effect from house prices not only stabilizing but eventually going up is probably the most powerful driver of consumer confidence, of people feeling as though their situation is improving. This helps spending. This helps the whole economy. The wealth effect from housing is way more important than the stock market because this is people's biggest financial asset, much more so than a 401k account. So, Jeremy, I think it's very key.
And why is it finally happening? I mean, people have been trying to make the housing market turn around for years now.
Yeah, well, the dirty secret is you can help or hurt a little bit with policy, but in the end, you really need time, especially for something where we had gotten so far away from the long-term trend. What we really needed to do was correct about 80% of the way back to trend through price, meaning house prices dropping. And then that last 20%, it looks like we're going to correct through time, meaning we'll get back to long-term trend just by sitting around here for a little while longer. And that's, you know, what deleveraging and the business cycle is all about. So the good news is we've done a lot of the hard work already.
Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, thanks as always.
Thank you.